Earlier this week, hundreds of thousands of people came to the National Mall for the inauguration. Many had been walking since dawn and were in place along the west front of the Capitol, where flags snapped in the sun.
It's a feeling you just want to be here. You know, it's different. You want to be in the hype, you know, and to see people of all races and nations from all over the world.
Joseph McCoggle was there. He's 66 years old and retired from the U.S. Postal Service. He made the long trip from Atlanta, where he grew up, and as he waited in the cheerful crowd, he remembered what daily life had been like for African Americans who grew up in the South when segregation was the law.
I mean, white ladies, when they walked down the street, you stepped off the street. Certain benches you could sit on. When we got on the trolleys, you had to always go to the back. It was a known thing, go to the back. You know.
But he had a bright memory, too. When he was a boy in the 1950s, Mr. McCoggle shined shoes at a barber shop near the famous Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the young Martin Luther King Jr. joined his father as pastor. He says he remembers Dr. King stopping by.
He just was another person. We knew he was Dr. King in the movement. He walked up and down the street every day. Everybody spoke to him. And his respect was powerful. But I didn't realize until I got older who he was. You know, I knew who he was, but I didn't know who he was. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Of course, this was before the Freedom Rides and the March on Washington. No one knew that Dr. King would become a hero, a martyr, or have his name on a national holiday. Joseph McCoggle just knew that Dr. King would come in for his shoe shine.
And he knew my name. All right, Joseph, I need one, I need a shine, you know. And he was a good tip. Always. I was charging 35 cents. He always gave me a dollar. Always gave me a dollar.
As Joseph McCoggle waited in the bright cold on the National Mall, he said he was thinking about his childhood.
I'm here for my mother and my grandmother. Because they wouldn't have believed it. They wouldn't even believe this. I thought it was going to be a black president, but I didn't think it would be in my time. I thought it might be in my grandkids' time, but not my time, you know. And I thank the Lord for me being here to see it.
Mr. McCoggle of Atlanta stood on the National Mall and saw the scene his mother and grandmother wouldn't have believed for the second time. President Obama placed his hand on a Bible that had been carried by the man whose shoes a young Joseph McCoggle says he once shined. And you're listening to NPR News.